Blackstone Audio presents Forgotten, the untold story of D-Day's black heroes, at home and at war, by Linda Hervieu. This book is read by Ron Butler. For my parents, Rosette Hervieu and her sailor, the late Paul Hervieu, retired petty officer second class, U.S. Navy, 1942 to 1951. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Maya Angelou from Still I Rise. Part 1. Chapter 1. War Brewing. Every night was our party, and we invited the world. Atlantic City musician Sid Trusty, Atlantic City, New Jersey. June 1941. The windows of Heilig's restaurant are big. Big like the portions of fresh Atlantic lobster and stewed snapper that Joe Heilig serves up 7 days a week. From the windows, diners are treated to a never-ending parade along the boardwalk. Ladies in colorful dresses cinched at the waist, with T-strap pumps and white cotton gloves light enough for a fine spring day. They stroll, arm in arm, with fellows turned out in linen suit jackets and straw hats the color of their trousers. It's not unusual to see a silver-tipped walking stick tap-tap-tapping along the wooden planks, or a gold watch chain glinting in the sun. Wicker rolling chairs keep pace, on hire for those who prefer a cushioned ride under the shade of a white parasol. From the carousel come the squeals of children. The air is filled with music.